The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is paid for by Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, who is solely responsible for its content. Portions transcribed.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my husband, co-host, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Oh, you beat me to it. I forgot to ask you how you were.
I'm doing fabulous.
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. We are here today with Michelle Long and Holly Zalewski. Michelle is the director of Seeds. Holly is the team coordinator. What is Seeds? We'll tell you in about a minute. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many exceptional realtors who've been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 50 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you go to jruddy.com, click on the webcam tab. We have a live webcam from the roof of the office looking at Dunmore Corners, and we get like 10,000 hits a month on that camera. It's crazy.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody about that camera yesterday. She used to look at it to see if her front sidewalks were shoveled before she ventured out. She used to have the gift store on the corner there.
Very good.
Yeah.
We get lots of people.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where we also have all the podcast apps that we feature the radio show on. And check us out on social media. We're just about everywhere. Okay, ladies, Michelle Long, director, Holly Zalewski, team coordinator of Seeds. What is Seeds? Please.
Good morning. Thanks for having us today. Holly and I are really happy to be here to talk about the organization. Seeds is sustainable energy, education, development, and support. And our main goal is to provide education to folks on renewable energy and how to live a sustainable life. And we have been we have been together since, I think we formed in 2008. Mm-hmm. So it's been 16 years, and we're a nonprofit, mostly based out of Wayne County, but we have done some work in Wayne, Pike, Monroe, and a little bit in Lackawanna County. So we've, you know, basically Northeast Pennsylvania. And when we first started, the idea was to provide people education on renewable energies. It was very new back then. The only energy discussion at the time were fossil fuels, and at the time, fracking was becoming very prevalent in conversations. But there's other options. So Seeds took the initiative to start providing educational forums and workshops on renewable energy. So one of the programs, we've got a number of programs that have been ongoing since 2008. One of those is our energy efficiency assessments that we do for homeowners. And Holly can talk a little bit about that. But we also do a lot of work in solar. We do a do-it-yourself solar installation workshop every year, which gets really good turnout. Folks want to come and learn if their house is suitable for solar, how it works, how they work with the energy company to get a return on their investment. The placement of solar panels. I mean, it's a 2-day workshop. It's pretty intensive. And actually, my husband and I did it probably about 5 years ago. We went to one of these workshops, and it was so informative. And this is before I work with Seeds. And we were very excited going into it, thinking, okay, maybe we can make this work for us. But unfortunately, our house doesn't sit the right way to get a good return on our investment. So
does it have to be facing southwest? That's what we had the solar panel guy. We had a solar panel guest on, and he says it's got to be facing the southwest. And they what they would do is they would go to Google Maps and they would look at your roof and they would see which way you were facing.
Right.
And they could virtually do a layout on your roof of what it was going to look like with the solar panels. Of course, we looked into it too. It wasn't for us, but we found that very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So ideally, that's what you'd like. There is ways to go about it, but for our home to do it at our house, we would have to cut down a whole bunch of trees, and that's just not sustainable for us. So instead, we looked into getting our electricity from a renewable energy source. When you do the compare to shop through your energy company, you can choose to do a full, you can choose to do a company that does renewable energies as their main return. So, but knowing, you know, going into the workshop and hearing the expertise of the people that are there, the one gentleman who does the presentation, and he's our board member, he's been on board for a few years, his name is Jack Burnett. He is just incredible. He's so knowledgeable. He's worked in the solar industry for over 30 years, and he's so easy to talk to and very relatable. So as a homeowner, when you go to these workshops and you have questions, or even if you have questions as a homeowner and you want to contact our organization, we have a couple folks like Jack who can sit down and give you some honest advice on whether it's going to work or not. But the do-it-yourself workshops are something that we've done for quite a few years. And then we also do residential solar programs where we talk about solar energy and, you know, what to look for at your home. It's not the DIY type thing, but it does provide a lot of information to people who are interested. So those are some of our bigger programs. Our biggest program that has really kind of was we adopted a few years ago is called the free book share. And we do that every year, and it is incredible. I get chills thinking about it because it's a 5-day event where people bring their books for like 3 days, and then the last 2 days, they come and get free books. Like, we don't charge anything for them to come and get books. And then at the end of the event, whatever isn't taken away, we recycle or we ship away to a company that sells them. It's another nonprofit, and those monies go towards veterans organizations and there's another group down in New Jersey that's where those books go. But to watch these people show up with books to drop off. Last year was the first year that I was there as I just started. I think I was 3 days in as the director. And I had been to the book share previous, but I've never been there when they were like getting everything and sorting everything. There's 120 volunteer hours. People like show up and they work 5 days just getting the books together, sorting them out, placing them like basically we build a library in 4 days, and then everybody comes and takes whatever they like. They leave with bags and boxes of stuff as well. And then whatever's left over, we have to get rid of. So we start with zero and we end with zero. And it's quite an operation. I was extremely impressed. Not only with the amount of books that came in, last year we had 45,000 books come in the door.
Oh my gosh.
Because we count everything that comes in. And then out the door, 25,000 walked back out. And that's pretty incredible when you're thinking that a lot of those books are children's books that, you know, folks just, they don't have money to purchase them. And, you know, going to the library is great. I have this problem where you go to the library and you can't get it read in 2 weeks, and then you're going and going and returning it, you know, that whole thing.
You're going to get late fees.
Yeah.
They're going to come after
you. They're going to come after me. But it's pretty great. We had a volunteer last year tell me this particular story that was really heartwarming to me, and one of the reasons why she participates every year. There was a lady that showed up at the Bookshare, and she was in the children's book section, and she was there for quite a long time, and she was getting all these books together, and this volunteer, you know, went over and just conversing about what she was doing, what she was looking for, how she could maybe help her find what she was looking for. She says, well, I'm looking for books for my grandchildren for Christmas. She says, I can't afford to buy them a lot of things, but I think that getting them books is something that they're actually going to use. And, you know, it's special to get a book on Christmas. I think it's one of the top 10 things they tell you to give kids nowadays is a book, you know, because they should be reading. And, but this is what this lady was there for. She was there to get books for her grandkids for Christmas because she couldn't afford to get them anything and in materialistic way. So that really drove home for her, this volunteer, how important it is, this program, to people who really don't have a lot and they're looking for ways to fill that need that they have to support their family and, you know, give a kid a book for Christmas. I mean, who doesn't want to do that? So, so yeah, that was an inspiring story.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible story. So energy efficiency impacts real estate in several big ways.
Right.
Let's talk about how someone could lower operating costs, make a home much more appealing. Holly, would you like to jump in and tell us about your energy audits?
Yeah, I can definitely. I just want to say thank you for having us here today as well. So basically here at Seeds, we've been offering free home energy assessments for years. I've been a part of this since 2022. But, you know, we go into a home, we look at the attic, the basement, the exterior, interior, and we'll tell you what you're doing great, things that can be improved upon a little bit, and then we'll offer you a report at the end of that and explain to you all these different things in detail. But honestly, there's a few tips that I think can be really, you know, changing for your home to help you save the most money overall.
This is a great time to talk about it too, because it's October. It's before we turn
thermostats
up.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Right? So tell us all you know, please.
Absolutely. So I would think the first thing would definitely be to switch to all LED light bulbs. I know there was this one story of a man who changed all of his light bulbs in his house to LEDs, and he was able to cut his energy usage bill in half by just switching to those light bulbs, which was truly incredible. They use up to 90% less energy. So again, that's just, you know, another way that you can be living more sustainably. But another thing is just to seal, you know, air leaks around your home, exterior and interior, to prevent any airflow and air leakage throughout the home. Like we said, you know, winter's coming up. It's coming fast. So you want to seal that home really, really tight and keep all the warmth inside. Again, you know, just insulating your attics, basements, things like that to keep, you know, that nice little warm envelope in there. Keep it cozy in the winter months coming up and to be looking for any Energy Star appliances. But another really, really big thing is to consider installing a mini split, actually. So these will use a lot less energy. And one thing that people don't usually know is, you know, they will cool and heat your home in the wintertime. So that can cut down on baseboard heating, anything other than, you know, that electric mini split heater and cooler. I know in my house we installed one of these, and you know, I don't pay the bills in my house, but my parents do.
Yet.
So, yeah, exactly. So, you know, I'm learning about all of these things. And
An eye opener?
It was a huge eye opener, honestly, because we saw the energy bill get cut down a lot.
Remarkably.
Like $100. It was insane. But another really big thing for me is just unplugging your chargers, unplugging, you know, these things that we call phantom power energy. So it's these kind of hidden things that you plug into your home that you don't realize are actually plugged in. I know I'm a college student. I always have my, you know, laptop plugged in 24/7 because it's always charging. And that's something that takes up a lot of energy, along with something like a toaster. People keep toasters plugged in. But that'll cut down on your energy bill and help you live more sustainably, more energy efficiently. And, you know, the last thing I would suggest, why not? We're here, is to get a free home energy assessment from Seeds. So, you know, we'll come to your home, do all the things that I said before, and it's just a great time. We'll offer that report back to you, and you can reach out to us at any time if you need anything following up from that assessment.
Okay, so you go in. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
How long does it take to get scheduled?
So if responses go back and forth pretty easily, we could probably get it scheduled within a week or two. We'll set up your team to go out there. And again, we just need that communication with our customer or client. But yeah, about a week or two, I would say.
All right. We're going to talk about that after break from start to finish on your assessments and what you do and how you do it, okay?
Awesome. Sounds
good.
Thank
you. So with us today, Seeds, Sustainable Energy Education and Development Support, we have Michelle Long, the director, and Holly Zalewski, team coordinator. How does someone get in touch with Seeds, please?
To contact Seeds, we have info@seedsgroup.net is the email, and the phone number is 570-245-1254. Is that right?
You got it. That's impressive.
That's
good job.
Too funny because I usually have my cheat sheet in front of me.
Thank you, ladies. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have a two-family home at 2025-2027 Margaret Avenue in Scranton for $210,000. This double home has two-bedroom apartments on each side. Each unit has separate electric and gas, and the owner pays for water and sewer. Each unit has a washer and dryer. The home sits on a 45 by 120 lot with a huge yard. This home was occupied by long-term tenants, and it would be perfect for the investor or live in one side and have the rent pay the bills. That's a double home at 2025-2027 Margaret Avenue in Scranton for $210,000, and that's listed by Gail Lewis of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Sometimes when houses don't sell, sellers look to us and say, well, maybe I'll rent it.
Ugh.
Yes.
Don't do that.
If your house was one of those that was on the market and it didn't receive offers, you might be thinking, I'll just rent it instead. The truth is, a growing number of homeowners are making that choice right now, and they're called accidental landlords. But here's the thing you need to remember before you go that route. There's probably a reason renting your home wasn't part of your original plan. And that's because renting often isn't as easy as it sounds. Not every house makes a good rental, plus it comes with a lot more responsibility and risk than most people expect. You'll have extra expenses, repairs, and the stress of being on call 24/7. Make sure you carefully weigh the pros and cons before you decide what to do.
I would never rent my house if I was going to sell it.
It sounds great in theory.
It does. It really does. It sounds great. How about you lower the price a little bit? How about that? That'll probably sell the house.
That usually is what it takes.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And this week's fabulous sponsor is Campus Jewelers. We thank them for sponsoring. If you're looking to turn your gold, silver, or fine jewelry into top dollar, head to Campus Jewelers. They specialize in buying and selling large diamonds, estate and engagement pieces, gold, antiques, coins, watches, and more. From broken chains to class rings, mismatched earrings to dental gold, they buy it all. And they guarantee the highest cash paid. Always buying, always fair, and all trades of value considered. Visit Campus Jewelers. They're located at 476 Bennett Street in Luzerne. Call 570-288-1966 or go to campusjewelers.com. They're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 5, Saturdays, 10 to 3. Campus Jewelers, where your pieces are priceless. Stick around for more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Reddy Real Estate, and 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be right back.
Home. It's more than just walls and a roof. It's where laughter echoes, where memories are made, and where life truly happens. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we know that finding the right home isn't just about real estate. It's about finding your place in the world. With trusted agents, unmatched experience, and a commitment to your dreams, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Because at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we're not just selling houses, we're delivering the joy of home. Find your perfect home today. Call 570-344-6724 or go to jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Dream big. Move boldly. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
Thank you for listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We're back. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker owner with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
And we're getting a lot of great information here today.
Yes, we are with SEEDS, that's Sustainable Energy Education and Development Support. We have Michelle Long, the director, and Holly Zalewski, the team coordinator. Thank you, ladies, so much for being here today. Right before the break, Holly, you were sharing about energy assessments on homes. They're free. SEEDS provides these free to people that would like an energy assessment.
That's
so
correct.
Could you walk us through what you typically do on one of these assessments, please?
Yeah, so I'll just start from the beginning. So we'll reach out to you once you give us like a little email or sign up online. We'll schedule your assessment and then ask you provide us your utility bills and things like that. And then just give us a quick little rundown of your home, whether you have an attic, basement, all of that. And then we'll schedule your appointment, show up with our little team. We have about 4 to 5 people on each assessment. And we'll do a little interview of you and your home. And we'll start with the exterior of the home. So first we look for like utility breaches, making sure that water is being drained away from the home. You know, keep going with around the home and then enter the basement area, checking for moisture issues, checking for windows, if there's any cracks or anything like that in the foundation. Then, you know, we'll work our way upstairs, go through the attic. That will be our next space. Make sure that everything's insulated properly, making sure that there's no flow of air, you know, like from the showers or something like that. Sometimes we find that in the attics that we'll have vents going up into the attic, and then you may run into mold issues, things like that. And then we'll come downstairs, go through the interior of your home, checking for making sure that you have outlet gaskets. Again, no utility breaches, making sure your appliances are Energy Star and not having, you know, your refrigerator being $500 a year or something like that, something extreme. And then after that, we will talk with you about what we found. We'll talk with you about what maybe you could be doing better. And then eventually we will send you a report within 1 to 2 weeks of all of the rundown of everything that we found. And again, pointing out good things that you're doing as well, because of course there's a million good things that you can be doing. And then we'll reach out to you with that report. And you can give us an email or a call if you have any questions. And we'll follow up actually a year or so later, just asking for those utility bills again to make sure that if you did make any changes, are those changes working? Most of the time, we do find people that will have a major, major difference in their energy usage or even like water bills or something like that. So we'll ask for those back. And yeah, that's kind of what we do. And again, we're with you the entire time. We'll help communicate with you.
How long are you at the property?
So we're there for about, I would say, an hour to an hour and a half, depending on the size of the home. But that's pretty much the standard.
So would you say in the older homes, what's the major culprit? Is it the basement? Is it the attic? Is it the doors? Is it the seals on the windows?
I mean, I
what's
would
the
say
draftiest?
Yes. So I'm going to say probably our biggest thing is insulation in the older homes. We did a home a few years ago in Scranton, actually, that had little to no insulation in the entirety of the home, especially in the basement, because some of these basements are made from, you know, not like concrete or a good foundation like that.
Stone.
But rocks and stone, exactly, exactly. I mean, so that's a big thing for us, and making sure that the bottom or the top of your basement is insulated depending on the envelope of your home and things like that. But we'll point that out again in the report.
Okay, very good. First half of the show, Michelle Long, director of Seeds, you talked about your book swap event that you have annually, and you had it back in September, and it's a huge success in the community. I did wonder one question. If someone doesn't bring books to share with the community, can they take books?
Absolutely. A few years ago, the book share was actually called the book swap.
Oh.
And we changed the name because people were under the impression that they had to bring something with them.
Yeah.
So you don't have to bring anything with you, but let's be honest. We all know that you have a pile of books in the corner that you haven't touched in 10 years. And, maybe somebody else could be enjoying that. So, yeah, so you don't have to, but...
How did you see my pile of books?
I just know. I actually said to my husband last night he needs to get his pile together because...
I do. I have a pile. Now you're making me feel guilty.
They're on your nightstand.
You know?
And the only time they're touched is when I dust
That's
them
right.
off.
Okay, yeah, all right. So all right. I think we'll
so we're going to go through those
okay.
books. Yes.
I guess we're going to Wayne County.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. My husband's, it's the same in my house. His don't get read unless, he don't get moved unless I dust them as well, so.
I'm a book reader.
So oh, yes, she is. Yeah. She's a reader.
I do have a voracious appetite when it comes to books. I just love them to death, but not everybody likes to read. But our son likes to read.
Oh, he does.
Which is, how about Holly?
Holly, do you like to read?
You know, I love to read when I have the time, but... You know,
you're busy.
So busy, but I love novels, so.
Good. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I like to escape. You know, it's a nice escape. Gets me away from some problems.
Sitting on a chair with no cell phones and nobody bothering you and
the problem
some sunshine.
Is when I finally get the time, Holly, it's at 11 o'clock at night and I can
and
only
then she falls asleep. She goes, oh, I've really been looking forward to this book. Oh, my God, she's gone.
Yeah.
Well, The one thing, besides those books that you can read to escape, there's all sorts of different books that we get. Like, some folks come and get books to make art projects. Like, they have, there's the classic literature, they have... there's the biggest section is the fiction section.
What about cookbooks? I have a pantry
there
full of cookbooks that we never use.
Ton of cookbooks. I mean, every type of cooking you ever want to imagine.
All right, and I'm going to add more to your pile.
Okay, okay.
We've got
I got to be bringing a big box. So I can see that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I'm just amazed. There's so many different types of genres that you can get into, and we've got it all. It's really amazing.
Good stuff, ladies. Thanks for being here with us today. Seeds, Sustainable Energy Education and Development Support. Michelle Long, Director. Holly Zalewski, Team Coordinator. How does someone get in touch with Seeds, please?
So we have a website. It's seedsgroup.net. And we, if you want to shoot us an email, it's info@seedsgroup.net, or you can give us a call at 570-245-1254.
You're a nonprofit. You're located in Wayne County, Honesdale. You've been around since 2008. I'm sure if there's a listener out there that wants to support your organization, you accept donations.
Absolutely. We have a, on the website, you can make a donation there or you could mail a donation in. Our address is 32 Commercial Street in Honesdale. But again, we have, you can make a donation online.
Thank you.
That would be appreciated. Thank you for mentioning that.
That's all for today's Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Join us next weekend, Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM The Talker.